people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, COVID-19 vaccination registration opens to all L.A. County residents 65 and older.
They can start getting shots as early as tomorrow. With about 1.3 million seniors living in the county, demand will be high. And when access was expanded, there were only about 50,000 appointments left at vaccination sites throughout the county. Officials concede supply is extremely limited, and many of those healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents and staff at the front of the line are still waiting for shots. Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
We have a very robust strategy in place already for vaccinating healthcare workers, and we're going to continue to use all of those strategies to try to get to the remaining healthcare workers. But we also have a need to start vaccinating those who are 65 and older and are at the highest risk. So yes, we're going to do both at the same time, acknowledging that we don't have enough vaccine on hand to complete both groups this week. But over time, yes, we'll be able to get to everyone in both of those groups.
County officials are hoping to get more doses and at a regular pace under the incoming Biden administration. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You can find out how to sign up and get more information on our website, knx1070.com.
The state's Health and Human Services Secretary says lower coronavirus hospitalization numbers are a reason for optimism. Dr. Mark Galley says the number of people admitted to hospitals statewide dropped from 3,500 in the first week or so of January to about 2,500 now. He says, though, there is still a lot of COVID out in the community.
People can easily transmit it. I say that if you give COVID an inch, it will take a mile. So we must continue to keep our guard up. We must continue to work together to do what we can to reduce transmission. I know people are tired. I know it's exhausting. I know there's the hope of the vaccine, which should really help our ability to get through this pandemic.
He says keep up the mask wearing and maintaining the distance.
Three quarters of the L.A. County Fire Department has now gotten COVID-19 shots, and the department's medical director is confident that as firefighters get their second shot beginning today, infections will continue to drop.
Of the 4,000 plus members of the department, 3,000 have got their first shots, and Medical Director Clayton Kazan says he believes it's proving effective.
Moderna has published about 80.2% effectiveness with round one, and then up to 94% within 7 to 14 days of round two. So we're really hoping to get control of it within our department.
More proof is in the offing when you look at how the infection rate in the L.A. County Fire Department dropped since a spike in mid-December.
We had sometimes days as many as 30 or 40 people were testing positive. So it really ravaged the department. And after that sort of 7 to 10 day window from dose number one, we managed to start getting under control.
Kazan says that news should be the push needed to get the reluctant members of the department in to get their shots, and the inoculation levels could hit 90% or more in the next week or so. At Fire Station 54 in Southgate, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
In Pasadena, those who are 75 and older are getting their COVID vaccines.
All appointments for those eligible to receive the shot during two clinics being held this week have been booked. Abel, a local businessman, was among those to roll up his sleeve.
I feel protected, of course. I feel safe. I feel better than yesterday.
In addition to older residents, Pasadena City spokesperson Lisa Derderian says they're also vaccinating police, firefighters, and other healthcare workers.
But we're only as good as the vaccine we receive, and we don't know week to week how much we get. We are hoping that we do receive a lot more, in addition to our community partners who should be getting the vaccine this week.
She hopes they will be able to open things up to residents 65 and older in the next few weeks. With these two clinics alone, they will administer about 1,800 vaccines. At Victory Park in Pasadena, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
If you're traveling out of the country, there's a good chance you'll be needing a COVID test before leaving L.A.
Two versions of the coronavirus nasal swab tests are currently being offered to travelers at LAX. The airport even has built its own lab on site. It's across from Terminal 6. Some airlines, some destinations are requiring negative tests from passengers.
In Europe, they may require a negative PCR test before arriving the Caribbean. Some of those countries actually accept antigen tests.
Heath Montgomery with Los Angeles International tells KNX the tests, not free, a part of the new world we live in and air travel.
Across from Terminal 6, that turnaround time is 3 to 5 hours. Those tests cost $125. With the new antigen test, they cost $80 and have the results in just 30 to 60 15 minutes.
You're just people to check with your airline. They'll know what, if any, type of test you need and how far in advance you'll need to take it. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.